Om Shanti.
6th of March, 2019, Wednesday. Blessing. May you be an easy effort maker who makes the specialty of Brahmin life your natural nature. May you be an easy effort maker who makes the specialty of Brahmin life your natural nature. Brahmin life is special. Brahmin religion and actions are special. That is, they are the most elevated because you follow Sakar, Father Brahma, in performing Brahmin actions. The nature of Brahmins is a special nature. Ordinary or devilish nature is not the nature of Brahmins. Simply keep in your awareness, I am a special soul. When this nature becomes natural, you will experience it to be easy to become equal to the Father. You will become an embodiment of remembrance and so an embodiment of power. This is easy effort. The Baba is telling us about speciality of this Brahmin life. This Brahmin life is special. This Brahmin religion is special. Everything about this life is special. Our actions are special because we are following the Sakar Brahma. Ordinary nature is not our nature. Devilish nature is not our nature. So simply keep into your awareness that I am a special soul. When this nature becomes natural, then it becomes easy to become equal to the Father. Then you will become an embodiment of remembrance, and the one who is embodiment of remembrance becomes the embodiment of power. And Baba says this is an easy effort. So this is today's blessing. May you be an easy effort maker who makes the specialty of Brahmin life your natural nature. Habit is known as second nature. Anything which is repeated automatically becomes the nature. Just as how we have formed the evil habits, the devilish habits, the ordinary habits, the ordinary nature, the nature of body consciousness, the nature of pleasure indulgence, it's all because of the habit, it's all because of the repetitions. So just as ordinariness has become our nature, in the similar manner we can make speciality also our nature. So Baba says, always remember that you are a special soul. When you have this thought, automatically this thought counteracts many other thoughts of negativity, many other thoughts of ordinariness, many other thoughts of superiority complexes, many other thoughts of inferiority complex or guilt consciousness. Because if we analyze the Brahmins, not the worldly soul, only the Brahmins, probably everyone is laboring under some amount of guilt consciousness. And that guilt consciousness is arising out of breaking some subtle Srimat. And that is known only to the same person. and none else knows about it. So every human being, for that matter, lives with that guilt consciousness, that feeling of having committed sins, that feeling of penitence, repentance. So this repentance is so incognito, it's not visible on the surface. And person lives with it, and usually and mostly Brahmins also live with these two complexes. And that's why Baba says, to break this circle or cycle, take up this new thought that you are a special soul. And when I'm a special soul, my all thoughts should be special, my all speech, words should be special, my actions should be special, my behavior, my connections, my relationships, my eating, my listening, my writing, my hearing. Everything about me should be special. My memories, my awareness, my imagination, my dreams, my vision, my vritti, my perspective, my attitude, everything that surrounds me should become special, or it becomes special when I just remember that I am a very special soul. It is not about ego satisfaction. It is the truth which Baba is telling us, that you are definitely special because you have recognized the Father, because you have adopted purity, because you have surrendered yourself in some way or the other in front of the Father, and that is why you are a very special soul. So remembering this all the time, that I am special, and when I have special, my aim is also special, my destination is also special, my path is also special, and I have a special mission in my life, and I cannot have lackadaisical attitude, I cannot become inadvertent, careless in any of my dealings with anyone. No amount of, I have to throw that bag of excuses. I have to throw that bag of lame excuses. Because I have a special mission in my life. This is not the life which is aimless. I have a special mission and I have to reach their mission. So this is a goal-oriented life. And that is why I should not forget that I am a very special soul. Baba says, make this as your natural nature. Make this your natural nature means you have to form it as your habit. So there are three words. One is nature, another is habit, third is sanskar. Nature, habit, sanskar. One more is addiction. So anything which is repeated becomes something which is automatic. So when this is repeated to the extent that you are special, automatically all the specialities will start arising. In foreign countries, they talk about Don Quixote. I don't know how to spell that. It's a French. And that Don QT or Quixote or whatever. He is a young man and he starts reading about warriors, about wizards. Whole life he spends in reading about wars. And a day come, Don QT, somebody calls it, that this person himself starts thinking that he is a warrior. And he then starts waging the war. And there are cartoons on this, that how he fails. But that's a different story. When you keep on reading one particular thing for a very long time, automatically you start thinking that you have become that. So it goes somewhere in the subconscious mind. So, the similar manner, any thought, any affirmation, any auto-suggestion, when we hold it for a considerable length of time, it percolates, it dribbles down into the subconscious matter, into those gray matters of the brain, and then it becomes your habit. So I am a special soul, Baba is saying, make this your natural nature, means habit. And when you have this remembrance, automatically you will become embodiment of power. So now the question is, how to form new habits? How to make something that you want as your natural nature? How to create a healthy habit? How to allow new sanskars to become your own, just as the old have become your own? So what should we do for that? What should we do in order to form new, healthy, Srimat-oriented habit? First have the will, or first have the desire, or to first form a goal, to set a goal. That is the first, to set a goal that I want to form this as my habit. And whenever there is a goal setting, there is something which is known as smart approach. In companies, they teach this. Smart. What is smart approach? It should be specific. Goal should be very much specific. It should not be vague. When I am deciding that I have to get up at Amrit Vela, it should be absolutely specific. I have to get up at this time. It should be very specific that I want to make it very powerful. So it should be absolutely specific goal. And then it should be measurable. You should be able to measure it. Number. This much, that much, whatever it is. Any goal should be measurable. And then action oriented. That goal should be action oriented. It's not that only it is a theory and it has never come into action. It's not going to come into action. It should be realistic. It should not be imaginary. Somebody makes a goal, tomorrow I have to get up at 2 o'clock. And if somebody is sleeping at 11 p.m., how he is going to get up? It should be action oriented. It should be very specific. It should be time bound. Till how long? There should be deadline, starting point and end point, whatever. Then only the goal works, otherwise it doesn't work. So whenever you think of any new habit, for example, the habit of churning knowledge. When I form this habit, it should be very specific. I cannot keep on churning 10 topics in a day. I cannot churn the whole Murli in a day. I have to be very, very specific. I will take out only few topics from the Murli and I will churn them. I cannot take out 20 topics, 10 topics, no. I can just take out few out of the Murli and then I can churn. Yes, this is what I have to do. This is a good thing. Let me sit and let me think about this. So it should be very specific. It should be measurable. It should be action oriented, time bound, and it should be realistic. So this is one habit. When you form this habit of churning, of thinking, of contemplating on reflection, also self-talk, also talking with Baba, also some seva, anything, any habit one wants to form, or anything one wants to get rid of. You want to get rid of one particular habit of irritability, of haphazard lifestyle, of eating. If the eating habits are uncontrolled, one is eating at any time. It's absolutely uncontrolled. So when eating is uncontrolled, apply a smart approach. Have a specific goal. Action-oriented, measurable goal. Even for that matter, weight reduction. Many Brahmins are after this weight reduction thing. And they are not successful. They want to reduce weight, but they find it very difficult. In the face of temptations of Brahma Bhojan around and tolis here and there. So it's very difficult to resist. or getting rid of some disease or controlling any blood pressure or hypertension or cholesterol, all those things. So anything, it needs a goal. Anything, whether controlled eating habits or digital habits. Digital habits also require a lot of control. Just as Baba was talking on Shivratri about devotees, they observe Vrat. You know, they observe Vrat. So here you have to observe digital Vrat for digital control. Otherwise, loss of control in digital world itself leads to the fall. So, set a goal to form a new habit. Then, what else? You want to form a habit. Identify which habits, even before that, goal, or identify which habit you want to form or you want to get rid of. What else? Yeah. We want to make something of our natural nature. For example, exercising. One is very lazy and one doesn't love exercise. So, know the importance of the thing. Know the importance of Amrit Vela. Know the importance of controlled food habits. Know the importance of digital control. Know the importance of damages occurring because of familiarity. Know the importance of evening yoga. Know the importance of chant. Know the importance of following Srimat. Know the importance of writing some creative things. Know the importance of churning. Know the importance of listening Murli in the proper attitude. So when one knows the importance of things, that time only one can form it as a habit. So identify, know the importance of things, and then keep on repeating that thing by force. Mind will say, no, I want to go back to the same old pattern. Because to form new habits means to set new trend, to set new pathway, neural pathway in the brain. And that can happen. It's known as neuroplasticity. So one has to repeat, new track should be formed and it should be trodden multiple times. Then only it happens. That's why it's difficult, but yet it can happen. Once formed, it is easy. Then what should one do in order to make something your natural nature? Find motivation. That is an excellent point. You have to find motivation. How do you... One is not doing Amrit Vela, so he must see people who are doing and what is their lifestyle. I don't do and I find my day is fraught with irritability, dependencies, familiarities, time wasting and so many other things. One of the habits is time management. I have the habit of wasting my time, frittering away all the treasures I have, then I need to work on this time management a lot. So that is also one habit. That also one should make your natural nature. There was one German philosopher, Immanuel Kant. He was so particular about time that people used to set their watches as per him. If he is going out of his house, they will set, it must be this much now. So there are people who are very much conscious about time. So it's about anything, whether it is a time management, whether it is a digital control, whether it is eating habits, whether it is Amrit Vela, whether it is Murli, whether it is following Srimad of Brahmin life, anything. One should be goal oriented. And if you want to make it as a natural nature, then know the motivations. Find out people who are already doing this. Read about people who do it. They need not to be of this yajna, they could be any person of this world. You can get motivation from anybody. Anyone can become your motivation. Any person, even a small child, can motivate you to do higher things, bigger things of life. So, finding motivation. What else? In order to make something your natural nature. One step at a time. Start small. It is known as start small. Bit by bit. Little by little. A drop by drop. It takes drop. You know that wrestlers or bodybuilders, they don't start picking up huge weight at a time. To start with, gradually they will increase the weight. They will add 1 kg, 1 kg, 5 kg, and then they are able to lift that weights. So they do it very gradually. So in order to form habits, one is getting up every day at 5 o'clock, and suddenly when he sees that others are extremely high, intense effort maker, he also makes it, let me get up at 2 o'clock. And he gets up at 2 o'clock and starts sleeping. It's not that easy. Suddenly you go back 5 minutes back. Start at 4 o'clock. Then start at 3:45. Start at 3:30. Then wait at 3:30 for a long time. Maybe a few years. Few years. Don't jump even 5 minutes before. So any habit is formed gradually. Very, very slowly. Suddenly things will not happen. Drop by drop. A drop should fall in the, and then it forms the tab, it forms the lake. So, start small. What else? Repetition. Keep on repeating the thing. Even if you don't like, keep on repeating it. Even if you don't like, keep on doing it. Force your mind to do it. Then automatically things will happen. Persistently do it. Diligently do it. Perseverance is the key. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Even though your mind says, no, don't do that. But still keep on doing it. For example, changing eating habits or doing exercises. Anything for that matter. But mind is very tricky. Very, very tricky. Yesterday I met one brother in Pandavon. Yesterday after the class only. So his sugars are very high. So doctor has told him about diet control. So he met me. He said to me that my sugars are very high. But can I eat toli? Definitely I am told that I should not eat sweets. But what about toli? It is Baba's. It is prasad. Baba has said, don't think too much. This is Baba's prasad. Eat in Baba's remembrance. So we do practice self-deception. Mind is very deceptive. It finds out ways, means, and some dressing ups. We try to modify Srimad according to our convenience. We find that Srimad is little in the unmodified. It's not so correct. Let me repair it nicely. Pardon? I didn't get. Yeah. I said. Yeah. All the tolis are sweet. Most of them are sweet. It is your decision. Because when it is about eating habits, one thing one must remember, and I think we had discussed that long back, sugar induces addiction. Sugar induces addiction. If you feel like to eat, once you eat, you want to eat it multiple times. If you eat in controlled amount, it's fine. It's very good. But one doesn't stop there. One doesn't stop there. For example, since this is out of the topic, out of the, not syllabus, it's in the Brahmin life, but still, just imagine a person who has been diagnosed as diabetic and his sugars are 400 and 500. On one side, they continue all the uncontrolled habit. On another side, they go to the doctor and say, please increase my tablets. Please increase the doses. But I don't want to give up this. And it's something like that only. It induces addictions. Once you eat, you want to eat it multiple times. There is no limit or there is no control to it. But yes, if one is having control in that, one knows where one has to stop, then it is okay. Otherwise, It goes uncontrolled. Keep on eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, and there is no satiety point to that. Now, as that brother was asking, these are the same person, then it is actually forming a way out. The doctor has told me that I should eat. I can eat. It becomes a convenient thing for them. Unless and until. So I said no. Because if I say yes, because I know even if I say yes, no, still he is going to do that. And if I say yes, then he gets a full leeway to enjoy it. So it's not about that. It's about individual self-control. What I have. And this is what, it's not for all, but it's for at least for the persons who are suffering from some disease. Because every now and then, in our medical practice, I find Brahmins uncontrolled sugars, uncontrolled BP, and then heart problems. Every so many groups come here, so many mothers come here, so many brothers come here from as a sevadhari, as from foreign countries, and everywhere we find that more and more dyslipidemia is increasing, high sugars, high cholesterol, and then they suffer with heart attacks. There was one mother who had sugars of 500, and she said, I don't want to take any medicines because Baba will take care of me. What is Baba for? My faith is there in Baba. It's good, your faith is there. But what about your control? There's no controlled eating habits. That's why I say, make this your natural nature. So, any last point about forming habits? Have patience for what? For forming a new habit. It's not going to happen in two ticks. It takes time. Anything will take time. So have patience. Anything else? See the end result. Visualize it. Visualize it. See it. Visualize it. That I have already formed that habit. And then go ahead. Be positive. So these are some of the things to form habits or to make your nature natural. This is what is today's blessing. So it's like I am a special cell. Even this you have to make your natural nature, so that you get rid of inferiority complex, guilt consciousness, superiority complex, the self-victimization, or the habit of blame gaming. All those things, they are interrelated things. Or indulgence. Brahmin life is a yogi life, a life of self-control, a life of self-restraint. It is not a life where one is doing anything. This is a sadhana shibir. This is not a picnic just. This is a sadhana shibir. In doing picnic, we are forgetting that we are also tapasvis. While talking with this Indoor group, Baba said, Indoor means indoor. Make the tapasya of antarmukta, of introversion. That is your natural nature. So in thinking of the entertaining things of the world, of Brahmin's life, one should not forget sadhana, tapasya, intense effort and intense penance. Om Shanti.